what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but fun in the sun, referring to the Son of God, is the right kind of fun. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Remember, media making everyone dumber in America. Ouch. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I want to bring joy wherever I go and whatever I do. Yeah. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Here's the key. You're looking for a key? We need a key to the show. Dave, what is the key to the show for the David Spoon Experience? What is that key? Here is the key. We don't know what we're doing.
Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, that's pretty much everything that we roll by. What are you doing? I don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen. Hey, you know what? We don't care. For the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy, you know, here, right here. Is your faith exciting? Because if it's not, it ain't God's fault.
Ooh.
Ouch, that hurts. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's sad. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. Yes, we are live on this particular day, May 30th, 2023, at 133.09 seconds.
Pretty accurate.
That's pretty good. You just want to give us a call, though, 972-445-0770. Now, what's really awesome is that when you do actually use the phone, I know it's a phone, and you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like the joy of getting a refund.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty good,
Dave. There you go. Get a refund. I got a refund. We did some shopping at Walmart. They didn't have something. They charged us, and they had to send us a refund.
Well, glad y'all got it back, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, that's nice. It's always nice to get the refund. Thank you. I want my money. Thank you. Here's the other thing you can do. You can text us during the show live, 214-210-8483. Let me sure I say that remotely good.
214-210-8483.
That's a little bit of Cookie Monster for you. And now a professional voice. Ready?
Okay, I was wondering what that was.
A little Cookie Monster there. Here we go.
214-210-8483.
You can call in, you can text in, or you can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. You know, nobody's having more fun than we are.
Dave, is your Chromebook still working?
Wait.
Barely.
The whole thing just fell. I love my Chromebook. Anyway, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It's David. It's not tubercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's just my name. It starts with a D. It ends with a D. There's a V in the middle. There's an A in between the Ds, and there's an I in between it all. david@hemustincrease.org. Also going to send you up to the website. Want you to be aware on the website, there's a lot of new things on the website. I know you think, oh, no, there's not. Oh, yes, there are. There are many new items on the website. You have to check it out. Also on the website is a place to give. Why is that important? Because it is important to give. That's why. Thank you. If you can give, do it directly through the website. If you can't, but you still want to give, it gives you information on how to do it. Please check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HemosIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HemosIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HemosIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HemosIncrease.org.
HemosIncrease.org.
There you go. That's me slipping on the floor after a surgery. No, let me give you an update real quick. First of all, let me give props to Dynamite D for checking on me, Jennifer as well, and as well for Don, checking up, making sure everything was going well. I was able to tell them or share with them. For Don, it's like I had an extra cologne on, and it's why it's because the thingy stinks a little bit. I'm just being honest. You know, just like I felt.
Like your honesty, Dave.
This is what it was. And so anyway, the bottom line is we went through the surgery. It was – they asked us to come in a few minutes early. We got there early. They just took this big thing off my head. It looks like the size of a blueberry. They put me under. I woke up. I guess I was awake for about a little less than 5 minutes technically, and they said, is there anything you want? I said, I want a cup of coffee because I couldn't have any coffee in the morning. Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. Anyway, so they gave me a cup of coffee. 2 minutes later, I was out of recovery in our truck. Noelle was driving me home.
Self camper.
Yeah, well, it's just like, okay, I've had enough. Bye. But in the few minutes before the surgery, I did get the chance to tell them all about the radio show.
That's terrific, Dave.
Yeah, I got to share with them and share with them a little bit of my background, different churches that we go to. So that was kind of cool. The whole thing, they did an excellent job. And so I was really, really blessed. I mean, they really did do a really an excellent job. So I'm very appreciative for that. And I'm very thankful to every one of you for praying for me. I really do appreciate it. I do think it actually makes the difference. I know some people, they go, oh, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Well, I have faith and God loves faith. And I believe that it does make a difference. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to pray for me and to pray for everybody else connected, okay? That's just how I want to set that up and make sure we're all on the same page. Please, by the way, don't forget, we only got 2 more days in the month of May. We're praying for other ministries in the month of May. And then in June, we're praying for our June buddies. See, June bugs, but nope, June buddies. You're going to be praying for other people who call into the show, who are a part of the show, connected to the show, and you're making a commitment to pray for them. It could be as little as 10 seconds. It could be as long as 10 minutes. It could be 10 hours. I don't know. But I want you to be praying for and being aware of other people to pray for. That'd be awesome. But a big thank you to everybody in the audience for loving, supporting, and being a part of everything we're doing. Okay. Got that? Got it? Yeah, good. Don't forget also, another contest is coming. What? Yes, wow. Another contest is coming with prizes that we are going to pay for and give you a chance to win. Okay, there you go. In the meantime, we must dive into the most important thing, and that is the Word of God. So let us do that immediately. We are in Matthew chapter 11, verse 1. And we are at such an excellent point that I apologize ahead of time for knowing that I will fail to communicate it the way that it should properly be communicated. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1, when Jesus had finished giving these instructions to his 12 disciples, he went off teaching and preaching in towns throughout the country. John the Baptist, who was now in prison, heard about all the things the Messiah was doing, so he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, are you really the Messiah we've been waiting for, or should we be keep looking for someone else? Let's just stop there. First and foremost, Jesus gives instructions in Matthew chapter 10 to his disciples about preaching, teaching, sharing the gospel, communicating, being part of the kingdom activity. You don't have to be a Billy Graham to share your faith. You don't have to be fancy anything. You don't save anybody. You in your hand, in your power, in your mouth, you have nothing. I mean, I just want to be so nice about this. You have zip. It's as nice as I could put it. By the grace of God, he takes what you say, even if you say it in a fantastic manner, and makes it, or if you say it in a lousy manner, and makes it count into somebody's heart. That's the regeneration process that takes place from the Lord. That's not you. You are a vehicle by which he pours things through, and he anoints. And so Jesus tells his disciples, go tell people, go share. Now, this at this point, you might think Jesus might say, good, I'm going to take five. I'm going to go Look at that hammock. I like that. I'm going to go find that hammock. And that's not what Jesus did. What Jesus did as he sent the disciples off, after he sent the 12 disciples, he went teaching and preaching throughout the country. So I think it's important to understand, we first notice Jesus, he gives his disciples instructions. The scripture teaches us that Jesus went off teaching and preaching throughout the country. Jesus didn't send disciples. He participated by doing it at the same time. And what people fail to recognize in hierarchy levels of church is when the pastor or the program coordinator or whatever tells you to do something, that's fantastic, but that person ought to be doing it too. That's the whole point. We're doing this together, right? So as Jesus is doing that, guess what happens? John the Baptist, Johnny B, he's in prison. He's hearing about all the things Messiah was doing. So what does he do? He sends his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the Messiah we've been looking for? Or should we keep looking for someone else? Interesting here. Let's be honest. Don't try to make this less or more than it is. We come to this significant, important element between John the Baptist and Jesus. John the Baptist already knows Jesus is supposed to be the guy. The loyal servant John has done an excellent job, fulfilled his ministry. Our own ministry takes its cues from he must increase, I must decrease. John chapter 3, verse 30. So we think this is exactly the right spirit. But he's got a question. You know what his question is? He's in prison and he's waiting to die. And he just wants to know, are you the Messiah? Are you the one we've been looking for? To some degree, John also thought that there might be a Roman deliverance. Maybe not as dramatic as some of the Pharisees, but most people were looking for deliverance from the nation. That's what people are looking for now, deliverance from the nation. It's really funny because Jesus' response and how he engages completely throws everybody for kind of that loop. And we'll get to that in a second. But here's what I want you to know. Even John the Baptist, faithful, loyal, diligent, I mean, all the way in there, even he had moments where he's like, okay, now, you're the guy, right? You're not the only person in the world who's ever doubted once you've made a decision. Okay? I'm telling you that. What's the difference? Well, the difference is that Jesus didn't doubt himself. But everybody else, remember, one superstar in heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. It's not your name. It's not my name. It's not the person that preaches the most. It's not the person that has the most people that get saved. None of that. None of that matters. None of that would even matter because without the gift of the breath of God, no person would do a thing. And so in that consideration, you just recognize only Jesus held that perfectly. So if there's moments, not that you doubt that Jesus exists, but perhaps you're just doubting, am I going to get out of this? Or I don't know how this situation is going to come about. Or is this it? This is not any different from any other believer. And you ought to recognize that even John the Baptist goes, you the guy? You're the guy, right? I mean, I'm just making sure now because I've already kind of laid everything out. You're the guy, right? I'm just making sure. You see how that goes? It's kind of a cool thing. But when we get back, oh, the smile's going to be coming off your face. I promise we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. It's your break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Isaiah chapter 63, verse 8 through 9 says this. He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. So I want to make sure you understand, we've talked about this before, you've heard some of my testimony. If you want to really get a better handle on my testimony, I'll shamelessly plug the Broken for His Glory book, which contains the testimony, but you can get it for free if you do it through Kindle, and then otherwise it's like $7 or something. Oh, that's not very much. It's a kind of a fascinating journey on becoming saved and then going through bad churches or a bad church and then coming back into good church. right? That's not always easy to do. One of the big premises of the book and of my entire Christian journey is a passage like this, which says, he said, surely they are my people's sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. And in all their distress, he too was distressed. I think it's important for you and I to understand the level to which God has put himself or placed himself. He's not incomplete without us in the theological term that God can exist completely independently and doesn't need us, but he bears with us or connects to us in such a way that he feels with us. And so I think it's important for you and I to grasp that when Paul was on the road to Damascus, and then the Lord appears to him, right? And we've talked about this before, you know, knocks him off his donkey and blinds him, okay? Now you just have to imagine you're on a donkey, bammo, you're on the ground, okay? Okay, not on a comfy table or a comfy chair or a comfy bed, on the ground, and you're blind. So this is a real wake-up call. And then Jesus says to him, Saul, before he becomes Paul, you know, why are you persecuting me? And what does Saul say? He says, who are you? Right? Because this is like, you know, this is, you know, outer limits stuff right here. And then Jesus goes, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting. But the irony behind that is that Jesus made the identification with the church because Saul was persecuting the church. But Jesus goes, I'm the one you're persecuting. Now see how he connects himself to the people. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I want you to know you guys have phenomenal teachers throughout the entire day and the evening. I'm reading a book from one of our hosts that is on after me. Excellent book. I'll talk about it later on. Just letting you know.
Okay.
There's so much great stuff out there. There's great opportunity to be encouraged in the faith. Take advantage of it because there's a lot of opportunity for people to try to discourage you in the faith, right? Okay. Trivia question. Which book in the Bible starts with this sentence? There was a man in the land of Uz. What book in the Bible starts with that? Yes, it's an actual book. It's an actual... Boy, you guys are just... Whoa, lightning fast! I just want to say lightning fast, because to me, lightning is fast. It's like, bing, lightning, done. Okay, all right. So anyway, if you do have an answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. The trivia question, which book starts with? And you always wonder how when the author's writing it, how this would have been. There was a man in the land of Uz. I mean, I just think there's something like that. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, you're talking to Dr. Young Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. So did they put an abnormal brain in your...
That's it. The abnormal brain. That's a good catch. Oh, okay. Right there. What's the name? What's the name of the brain of the guy? Something like Abby something.
Abby normal.
Yeah, that's it. All right, my brother, here we go. Which book starts with There Was a Man in the Land of Uz?
If I give you the answer, would you give me a job?
Yo, you're so good. You have been given a Job. Good job. It was Job. Excellent, excellent work. Very good, brother. How you been?
Good, good. Oh, I'm so thankful that your surgery went well.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
thankful to God that it wasn't Dr. Frankenstein. So,
you know, it's,
and I'm going to keep praying for you a complete healing.
Yes, and please do so. So the first one I get out of there, they have the little thing on the top of your head. Now, Dee will be able to tell you right now that you can't really see the big, you know, bandagey thing. But when I first got out of there, it looked like I had somebody put a cone on my head.
Oh, my gosh. So you become a unicorn?
Or a cone head. One of those. Anyway. I appreciate that, brother. How are things for you?
Good. I mean, I'm thankful to God.
Amen.
Yeah. And Amen. For this day. And I keep rejoicing with you for your healing and for our brother and sister, those who need healing today. And I'm going to join my faith with them that may the good Lord will touch them, because by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 2:24. That's exactly right, brother. Exactly
yes.
right. And everybody's going to be praying for our brother Samson so he can be blessed and know the direction he's in and feel comfortable and at peace and feel settled in the kingdom of God and in the things of the Lord. Amen, brother?
Yeah. I have a prayer request.
Sure.
Pray for me. I'm just facing some opposition at work. So just pray for
me. Okay. All right, let's pray real quick. Let's pray.
Sure.
Father, we come before you right now and lift up our brother. He's going through opposition. We all go through it. In fact, Lord, you've told us in your word, don't act like there's something strange going on, because there's opposition on a regular basis. But Lord, you enable us to prevail over each circumstance. You enable us to prevail over anything that comes against your kingdom. And so, Lord, we submit ourselves to you. Samson submits this situation to you. And submitting it to you, nobody can steal it from him. It's in your hands. And so we ask you to give him the proper, right, and perfect response in all of these things, that he might know you are standing by his side. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen,
well,
brother.
Thank you so very much.
All right, God bless you, bro.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
That's something I was talking to Noel about this weekend. It's just one of those things, you don't think a lot about this, and I know people don't do this, okay? But I want you to hear what I'm going to say, okay? If you have something going on, listen to what I'm going to say, and you surrender it to the Lord, I mean genuinely surrender it to the Lord, hey, you know what? The devil can't steal it because you surrendered it to God, and Satan can't steal it from God.
Wow.
How about that, huh? My poor wife. I say stuff like this all day long. At some point, she just goes, I got to go do flowers.
Okay, it comes with the territory, though, Dave.
What's that?
I say it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, she knows. She's got a lot of cotton. She knows what she's doing. I keep talking in this ear. Hold on. Pushes it in. Go ahead.
One ear out the other.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Let's do our DNA. You know what? Let's wait on the DNA because I want to get to this little segment. I don't want to go too fast in it, but I think it's pretty important, this portion right here in Matthew chapter 11. So Jesus gives a response to John the Baptist. He's got something to say. I mean, Jesus understands what's going on. They have a connection, Jesus and John the Baptist. Verse 4 of Matthew 11, Jesus said, go back to John and tell him what you've heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. And tell him, God blesses those who are not offended by me. Some translations say, blessed are those who are not offended by me. It's fine. Here's the thing I want you to get. Jesus replies to John's servants by saying, or the people that are working in his ministry with him, he's demonstrating the kingdom of God has come to the common people. It's a fulfillment of the Isaiah passage in Isaiah 61, that has been manifested in the ministry of Jesus Christ that proves that he is indeed the Messiah. Just not the Messiah everybody was looking for or wanted, because Jesus wasn't a military Messiah. He was the Messiah of humanity. Here's one line you cannot escape. This is why we skipped doing the DNA, because I want to make up this point. This is for people that are woke, PC, the Me Too people, reparations people, Mother Earth folks, cradle to grave people, and secularists, and also Christians who don't want to take their eternity very seriously. Here's what Jesus said. Blessed are those who are not offended in me. Did Jesus offend people continually? Yes. Jesus gives the clues to those who are his. It's people who are not offended by Jesus or by the people of Jesus. So all these people that are out there in our society and culture that are freaking out because they're all offended, none of them are blessed. Because none of them know Jesus. I said, that's so rude. I didn't write this. He said, blessed are those who are not offended in me. All those people are offended by what Jesus had to say. Hey, I got a message for you. God didn't come to save the world and say, I hope you guys like it. I hope you think it's nifty. I hope everybody accepts it. You accept it or reject it, thereby taking your own responsibility for where you plan on spending eternity, don't you? Now, God knows what you're going to choose, but you still have to make the choice. You don't know what you're going to choose, so make a choice. And so here, in the nicest possible way, in the nicest possible schematic, I am telling you that if Jesus offends you, you've got much bigger problems than your bank account. You got much bigger problems than the news that you're watching. You've got eternal problems that are only solved in Jesus Christ. Sorry. I didn't write it. I'm just reading it. All right, folks, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been wrong. Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The David Spoon Experience.
Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm doing good. I'm under a tree in the shade and eating chicken and dumplings.
Nice. That's nice. Good for you. You're in the shade eating chicken and dumplings. I like it. All right. I gave this clue, and I think some people might have not quite caught it, so I'm hoping you did. Which king said, as I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me?
Are you looking for Nebuchadnezzar?
That is correct, sir! Yes, sir! Remember, now the reason that I gave the moo sound is because he was driven and he ate with the cattle, and so I just gave the moo.
Yeah, I caught that right away, yeah. Yeah, that was quite an experience for the man to be a king and then have to eat and be like a cow.
Yeah, well,
God's got to humble us sometimes, and we just got to accept it, you know.
That's exactly right. You know, you think about that guy, and you think he would have been, and even Daniel warned him, he would have been fine, except he walked out on that, he walked out on his foray, and he goes, I have built all this. It's like, yeah, that was a dumb thing to say right there. That was it. You and Elsie the cow, that's what happened right there. That was bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. No, I'll tell you. Well, that's good. I mean, life is full of surprises, but one thing you cannot do is be haughty in the presence of the Lord. I know that.
Amen, so, brother.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. I encourage Gabriel to continue to rise to his profession. It'll be good.
Yep, you got it. And we'll work it all together, right. And we'll help him get there. Right? Well,
all right.
All right, brother. Love you in the Lord, bro.
Yeah, we love you too. Thanks for praying for me. I appreciate that.
You got it.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.